Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a bore keeps you from feeling lonely and makes you wish you were. We're happy to have this privilege again of Bible study. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. Let's return now to our study, and we're looking at the statement made by the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the church at Corinth. He pointed out to them in chapter 10 and verse 22 that sometimes people can provoke God. We were talking about ways that people do that. How would a person provoke God? Well, we were looking yesterday, as time ran out, at the sixth chapter of the Roman letter. It begins by asking the question, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, I think there are people in the world who thinks that's the way it ought to be. Grace is that unmerited, undeserved favor that comes from God. But we simply seem to think that salvation is totally on the part of God, and we don't have any responsibility in regard to it. Therefore, we go about acting the way we want to act without realizing that what we do determines where we stand before our God. Well, some people, contemplating the fact that they're guilty of sin, just want to ignore the sin, reject it, and give the impression that regardless of what they do, they're on their way to heaven. And of course, the world in general has come along with that same kind of view. It isn't uncommon to see in the paper about someone who has passed away, perhaps never lived a life of interest in religious things in any way, but immediately a well-meaning family says they're in heaven. They've gone to heaven. But you know, the Bible teaches in John chapter 8, 21 and 24, that if we die in our sins where Jesus went, we cannot go. There's no question about that. Even though the world in general may soothe their conscience about the one who has passed away by saying he's in heaven with the Lord. Our problem of sin is a major problem, and God gives to us an answer. We provoke him by turning away from the answer that he has given. Instead of remaining free from sin, we go back into sin and do the wrong thing. We were noting yesterday the fact that in Romans 6, Paul pointed out to us that you and I are freed from sin when we obey the gospel. That is, when we repent of our sins, confess our faith in Jesus, and are baptized for the remission of past sins. If you want to read about that, take time and read carefully Romans 6, beginning with verse 1. Read through about verse 5, and he talks there about the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. Now, what does that have to do with me? Well, here, the Bible teaches that I die to sin like Christ died. I repent of my sins. I turn away from sin, therefore dead to sin. Jesus was buried, and I'm buried by baptism. Verses 3 and 4. What, know you not that so many of us, as were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. So he's told us about the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. And he's told us how that we die to sin, we're buried by baptism, and we rise to walk in newness of life. When we do that, he explains in this same chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18, that we were the servants of sin, but we're no longer there. We have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. What's the form of doctrine that he's talking about? Well, he's just explained that. The form is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ that we obey when we die to sin, are buried by baptism, and rise to walk in newness of life. Friends, do you wonder why we emphasize the importance of baptism? It's not that it's more important than other things in the Bible, but it has a place. And indeed, the religious world in general has fought very strongly against obedience to this command of the Lord. But Paul said, when you do that, you are then made free from sin. So if our problem is we're provoking God because of our sin, I want that freedom from sin, don't you? Isn't it true that we ought to turn away then from our sins? But remember, continuing in sin would provoke God. When a person has been freed from his sins, he ought to be thankful enough that he continues out of sin, away from sin, rather than just turning and returning again to the sinful life that he formerly lived. Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 2, dealt with this problem, and he used an illustration, well, one that we're familiar with and one that almost turns our stomach. The statement is this: it's happened unto them after a true proverb. The pig that was washed returned to the wallowing in the mire. The dog returns to its own vomit again. Those pictures are pictures which are very repulsive, but they also are descriptive of the person who has been made free from sin, but has gone back into it. Peter said, the latter end with them is worse than the beginning. It had been better that they had never known the way of truth than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment. Isn't it a shame that people who are baptized into Christ become members of the church, then decide the world had more appeal to them than the church does, turn back to the world? Peter describes it, says they're worse condition than if they had never known the way of truth. What a sad thing that a person would continue in sin. We became Christians in order to lose that sin, to get away from it. Now, it is sure to all of us that nobody lives the perfectly sinless life. All of us sin and fall short of the glory of God. But we don't return to actively engaging in a life of sin just because, well, my past sins are gone, and so I don't have to worry about them anymore, and I'll just go ahead and live the way that I want to live. No, rejecting the Lord, not doing what he tells us to do, is continuing in our sin. And when we do that, we're actually turning our back on what has been done for us in redemption. Jesus died on the cross. We shudder when we think about one who is innocent, who never did anything wrong, now dying on the cross with wicked hands. People crucified the Son of God. But imagine if you and I, because we have not continued taking advantage of what he has done for us, if we turn from the world and crucify him afresh. We appreciate you listening today. Please be with us tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.